pro-trans organization explains how they embed gender ideology in schools. By Spencer Lindquist on December 28, 2022. A pro-transgender organization explained how they use children's books to embed gender ideology in schools and get in front of kids. A video from the Gay Lesbian Straight Education Network, GLSEN, sheds light on how the organization seeks to embed gender ideology into America's schools. Michael Rady, who runs the organization's Rainbow Library program, explained that they send LGBTQ+ affirming books to schools and libraries for free and that some of the books are even aimed at children in kindergarten. Rady goes on to say that they put a major emphasis on books that center the voices of trans and non-binary people, as well as books that center the voices of BIPOC LGBTQ+ people. He later describes the program as a first step for getting in front of kids. Rady also says that the program is a stepping stone for inclusive curriculum at the district or state level. In a separate clip, Rady says that an early childhood teacher in New Jersey who identifies as queer and trans was excited to see themselves affirmed in the books that they were teaching their students. While GLSEN frequently claims that the Rainbow Library books are free, Megan Brock, who describes herself as a grassroots parental rights advocate, revealed that an education provider in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, paid GLSEN $10,000 for multiple Rainbow Libraries. Books that are given out through the Rainbow Library program include I Am Jazz and When Aiden Became a Brother. Both books not only endorse transgenderism, but specifically center around young children who identify as the opposite sex. Even more shocking, both books are given out to classrooms for students who are in kindergarten through second grade. Breitbart News revealed in July that AmeriCorps offered a stipend for a 22-23 GLSEN student and educator outreach position. The description of the role, archived here, explained that the member will drive engagement with educators, school districts and Gay Straight Alliance/Gender Sexuality Alliance, GSA, clubs across the state, while also conducting trainings. GLSEN's activism goes far beyond their Rainbow Library program. The organization created a trans action kit, which instructs students and teachers to engage in pro-transgender activism. One of the suggestions is to build an altar to transgender people for the faux holiday Transgender Day of Remembrance. A report from Discover the Networks found that the organization engages in lobbying and political activism, and has offered sexually explicit materials and information to young school children at its conferences. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Lindquist@Breitbart.com.